CFM Today, a podcast about family medicine in the Old North State. I'm Kevin Latour, Communications and Membership Manager at the NCAFP, and your host for today's episode. Last month, we hosted our annual Family Medicine Day in Durham. This event combines two of our favorite things, medical students and unparalleled family medicine education. 87 medical students attended workshops hosted by North Carolina Family Medicine Residency faculty and residents, where they experienced the broad scope of medicine performed by family physicians each day. This learning helped medical students better understand our specialty, what they want for their future practice, and why family medicine is a crucial part of the healthcare landscape. All of this made Family Medicine Day the perfect time to ask a few students and residency leaders what they were enjoying most. Today, we're glad to share several of these interviews about the skills and experiences of family medicine, which North Carolina medical students like best, all in their own words.
My name is Ilya Safat. I'm studying at Campbell University. First year. Yeah.
So which workshops have you attended?
So far today I've done the suturing with the ECU's, I believe, Family Med Residency, and mock interviews with Novon Cornelius. I mean, what an interesting day. First of all, with the suturing, it's amazing to be able to gain those skills of basically basic soft tissue surgical techniques. Really remarkable stuff and powerful things to be able to do on the fly for your patients. But I think the most insightful one was the mock interview station, because oftentimes we don't take the moment to talk about ourselves and really flush out, you know, our experiences and what we've learned from them and what really we can contribute to teams. And with the mock interview station, it was very interesting to not just, when you get asked a question about a time you did something, don't just mention the story, but what did you really learn from it? What did you take away from it? Since then, how have you changed things in your life from that story, right? So if it's a DIE question and you get asked about putting yourself in the shoe of another individual, not just, oh, I had this experience, but since then I've picked up a book about this, you know, this that type of idea, so I can get exposed to something else and always be a lifelong learner, which is very essential to medicine. So I think amazing station so far, an amazing day.
Have you learned anything about family medicine that surprised you?
Yeah, I think you really see how broad family medicine is, from delivering babies to, you know, small surgical techniques to the general, of course, primary care that everyone knows and loves. Family med is really a widespread aspect of being a physician, right? Being able to do whatever's needed for the patient when it's needed. So family med is really remarkable when it comes to the diversity of what they can do.
So what is your name and where do you work?
Janilyn Bestie. I'm the program director in Wilmington at the Novant Health Family Medicine Residency Program.
What are you hoping that medical students learn from coming to Family Medicine Day?
So two things. One, just to learn about the breadth of things that family physicians do. There's workshops doing just about everything, as well as just getting a chance to meet those of us who are at the programs and find out what we're like and what our personalities are like and what might be a good fit for them in the future.
Okay. So I figure that both of those things are really good for a medical student to have kind of along the path to go to residency.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Next, I spoke to Zoe Green, medical student at the ECU Brody School of Medicine. Unfortunately, I deleted the audio where Zoe introduced herself. However, she still had plenty of great things to say.
I attended the LARC session and then the wound healing session, and I learned a lot at the wound healing session. We don't actually get a lot of that in our curriculum. So they actually taught us like how to actually apply the wound care, and then also dissecting, looking at wounds and figuring out what it needs. And we also did callus removal. So it was actually a lot of hands-on. It was very cool.
Okay. So is that something you already kind of knew about family medicine, or was this all kind of new?
I knew the LARC was included in family medicine because I've been in family med clinics that have done like IUD insertions, but I hadn't actually seen wound care in family med, and that was something I learned. I also learned a lot of like different options for learning techniques and stuff that like you can do either like time training with other people, or you can do fellowships, so it was pretty cool.
Can you tell me your name and where you work?
Hi, my name is Sushma Kapoor. I am the program director at Southern Regional in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Great. And what are you hoping that medical students learn from Family Medicine Day?
Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, the medical students who've come here to the Family Medicine Day leave thinking that there is so much that they can do in family medicine. There is, you know, there are procedures, there are, you take care of your patients, both in the outpatient and the inpatient setting, and it all comes together right here at the Family Medicine Day, where they're exposed to so many different options. I mean, they can do joint injections and then go on to do skin biopsies and then do IUDs. So I think this is definitely something that they need to know about family medicine.
My name is Melissa Jenkins Suarez, and I'm a fourth year medical student down at Campbell.
Which workshop were you just in?
I just came out of suturing.
Okay. I figure that you learned about suturing. Can you tell me about that?
I did. We learned to do some interrupted sutures as well as punch biopsies.
What is the difference between those? I know nothing.
So an interrupted suture would be if you came in and had a laceration, say you cut yourself on some glass and you had a cut on your hand, we could just put a couple of stitches in it, and interrupted means that each one gets tied off with its own knot before you start the next one.
Okay. Have you learned anything about kind of family medicine overall today that you didn't already know?
I think it's wonderful to explore all the different opportunities that present themselves for family medicine. So you can do things like punch biopsies for people with suspicious skin lesions, or you can do things like colonoscopies. So the variety of things that are available for someone who goes into family medicine are really kind of endless.
And have you attended Family Medicine Day before?
I have. I have come every year of medical school because I think it's wonderful to have a really kind of low pressure environment to practice skills, and now going on into residency, it's nice to take all the things I've learned throughout kind of my studies in school and just really kind of practice those skills where I don't have an attending watching me or someone grading me, and I can ask questions no matter how silly I feel they are, and just have a really kind of supportive environment to practice.
So first, what's your name?
Evan Morgan.
And where do you study?
I study at Wake Forest School of Medicine. I'm almost a fourth year. I've got about 2 or 3 weeks left in my third year.
Okay. Which workshop were you just doing?
I was just doing the LARC workshop, the long-acting reversible contraception one. I'm really interested right now in doing an OB fellowship after a third year of family medicine residency, so I thought that'd be a good way to kind of get involved with some of those people and start learning more about that stuff.
Okay. So what have you learned today?
I've learned that the breadth of family medicine is much wider than people think it is. Mm-hmm. You can pretty much tailor your studies to exactly what you want to do. And everyone here is excited to help us along the way with that. So it's been great.
Okay. So have you learned anything about, you know, family physicians and what they do that you didn't kind of already know?
I didn't know that family medicine doctors could do vasectomies in office. So that's something I learned today. That's pretty cool, I think.
Gina Bray Brown. I am the program director at Harnett Health's Family Medicine Residency Program.
Great. With Family Medicine Day, what are you hoping that medical students learn?
I'm hoping that we get to meet a variety of students from around the state and make sure that the students that are interested in family medicine throughout North Carolina know how amazing all of the North Carolina residency programs are. They really can't go wrong staying in North Carolina to go into family medicine. And we have such great support from NCAHEC and NCAFP to put on an event like this every year.
My name is Jacob. I'm a fourth year med student at UNC School of Medicine.
Great. Which workshop did you just get out of?
I just got out of the triage in the field workshop with Atrium Cabarrus.
Okay, so what did you learn?
I learned about the SALT triage kind of algorithm. The main takeaway is you see who is kind of your lowest priority, who is most likely to survive their injuries, and then who is going to need immediate attention once first responders get there.
So in terms of what you're learning today, have you learned anything today about family medicine that you didn't already know?
I feel like it solidified what I already know, and that there's people out here who are interested in everything, and you can find an expert in all the little things in medicine, and that's what I really like about family medicine.
Okay. Have you been to this one before?
I have.
How many times?
I think this is my third time.
Okay, that explains why you already know that family medicine includes everything.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm applying family medicine, so
okay.
I would hope I know about it.
As long as you stay in state, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning.
Great.
Thanks again for tuning in to this month's edition of NCFM Today. I'm today's host, Kevin Latour, here to thank everyone who attended Family Medicine Day and experienced our specialty at its best. You can find NCFM Today on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to your favorite shows. If you like hearing from our members, make sure to like and subscribe. You can also find NCFM Today at www.ncafp.com, along with the membership, education, advocacy, and workforce resources that serve family medicine in the Old North State. Until next time, this is the North Carolina Academy of Family Physicians.